I'm going to go through introducing you guys. So I have Mrs. Roslyn Kitty, and welcome. Can you clap hands for her? I was just giving the plan. I didn't start yet, okay? And after that, I will go into the interview itself, okay? And I think you guys have questions already, so get ready. I'm going to go asking the same questions, but get ready because I might ask other questions, but don't worry, okay? And I have a big surprise for you too, because I will be asking questions. We're talking about how to be informed, okay? A good informed citizen in an hyper-connected world. So it's important for you guys to be informed, right? I'm going to check that out right now. And then I will just allow the other guys, okay, who will not be talking too much, to ask questions, to interact with us. They might ask questions to you, whatever questions you can ask, right? And then at the end, I will just give a quotation related to the topic, and I will ask you to suggest as well, and I will just explain, and that's it, okay? So are you guys happy to be here today? So just smile and clap hands. Yeah. So we can get started. So everyone, welcome everyone to the talk show. This is a great pleasure for me to have all of you guys here. If you are happy to be here, just clap hands for you. So right here in my right side, I have some students of Bethel English Language Center. So you can clap hands for them too. And then, in my left side, I have students from Saint-Exupéry. Then I'll ask you to clap hands for them, too. Okay? So, Ramba Desiree is one of the students from Bethel English Language Center. And Mrs. Kere Roseline from Bethel English Language Center, too. And in my left side, I have students. So, Jabre Yasonse from Seyonse. Sorry, just clap hands for her then. Yeah. And with Drago Safia from Saint-Exupéry as well. With Drago Safia. Okay? And guys, we're talking about this topic today, how to be an informed citizen in an hyper-connected world. So guys, it is important to be connected because this world is hyper-connected. Within 1 minute or even a second, an information can go from a continent to another, from a country to another. So it is important to be connected, not just to live and just receive the consequences, be consequences of some information, but to be informed. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So I have students from Bethel Center. I'm going to start with you. So what do you think about this topic? Is it important to talk about this topic first, Mr. Rwamba?
Okay, thank you so much for giving me the floor to talk about the citizenship information, to be information about one citizen.
Yeah, what's the importance of being informed as a citizen?
So for me, citizen informed, it can help us to have many knowledge, many skills, and it helps us to make many decisions in our areas. And being informed on social domain, economic domain, political domain, and so on, can help us in fact to be convinced in different domains.
So
different
for you, it is very important.
Very
to be
important for us.
Great.
For all people.
Okay. So what's the importance of talking about this topic as a student? Because you're a student.
I think it's important because if we don't talk about it, we can be like manipulated by
I love that word. Can you clap hands for that? Manipulated. Yeah. And you?
I believe being informed help us to be a lot less gullible, so it's easier for us to know what's true and what's not. So it's really important for us to know
to make the difference between what's fake and what's good news, relevant news. So clap hands for that. Very good. So let me come back to here as a citizen, Mrs. Kere. So what is the role of information to help us be a good citizen in our country? I mean, just as a citizen, normal citizen.
Okay, thank you. I think that being informed helps us to be aware of what is going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also to know regarding politic, economic, to know what is going on, and also make a decision regarding that.
I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And we right here we have students. Sayonse, okay. Sayonse, as a student, what is the importance, okay, to be, why is it important for a citizen, like a student like you, to be informed?
To be informed, especially as students, because it helps you bond with your assignments at school. Okay. So you understand a lot more what's going on in the world, and there is not that gap between you and what's really going on. So when you are really informed, you're not really surprised about what is going on. So you have, you know exactly how things are going. So it's really important for a student to be informed, because even at school, it's really, really important, because as I said, there is no gap between you and any
world
assignments that you can have.
Okay. And she talked about assignments, okay, as a student. Is it only the reason why is it important to be informed as a student?
I think it's important also because a student is a future citizen.
Yeah.
So
future student, citizen, clap hands for that. That's important, yeah. Yeah.
And it's important to be a future good citizen.
Good citizen, yeah. So except you are not being apart from what's going on in the world, so is there another reason why you should be informed as a student? The importance of being informed as a student.
It's giving knowledge.
Knowledge.
And with information, we have a lot of more skills.
Skills. Can you give me one example of skill? Reading skills, maybe, or listening skills?
For example, if we are looking TV shows and learn a lot of things, we can had it at school during our lessons and improve our knowledge. Jeez.
Yeah, that's good. Clap hand for her. I like it. So let's go right here to Miss Ramba. So I have a question for you. What does it mean to be an informed citizen? Because we're talking about an hyper-connected world related to citizen. Okay, so what does it mean to be an informed citizen, Mr. Ramba?
Okay, thank you. To be informed citizen, I think that it's a citizen having more information, several game of information on our society, on the health domain, and many domains, and I think that it can help us to do many things, and we have many ways to get this type of information.
So to be an informed citizen means that you get more information, that you know what's going on
in many areas.
Okay.
Like environment and our health economic situation.
Okay.
Political situation and so on.
Okay.
Yes.
So to be informed as a citizen means that you are aware of what's going on in the world related to your health, the environment, and politics and everything. So clap hands again for him. Thank you so much, Mr. Ramba. So let me get back to you. Are you informed, Mrs. Wedrago, right?
I'm trying to be informed.
Are you informed? Do you consider yourself to be an informed person?
Yes, I think.
Okay, so how are you being informed?
I'm watching TV media.
Okay.
And I'm trying to read some news on media websites on the internet, because I don't buy any newspaper.
Okay. Yeah. How old are you, like, to buy a newspaper? I think that's not for teenagers, right? Not really, right? So you watch TV?
Yes.
Okay. And what else?
I think that's all. I read some book.
Okay.
But it's not really information. It's like,
okay. So let me ask you this. So if you kind of twin into a TV channel, so information, is it the first thing you're looking for, to be honest? Is it information you're looking for? When you tune into a TV channel?
Not always, but I am trying to watch TV information at least once a day.
Okay. You watch cartoons?
Not really.
Not anymore?
No.
Okay. You watch Novelas TV?
I don't have a lot of time with school to watch.
Come on. This is a good student, so clap hand for her. Yeah, come on. So we were talking about checking out if you are being informed. So it's important to check that out. And let me come back to you. Do you consider yourself to be informed? Because as a student, she said, yeah, she kind of watched TV. She have news through social media. Is that what you said? And you, as a professional, because that's the difference, do you consider yourself to be informed?
Yes, I consider myself to be informed. Okay. Because I, as she said, I use a website.
Okay.
Social media.
Okay.
A newspaper.
Okay.
And I also, in my environment with my colleagues.
Okay.
Sometimes we have maybe 15 minutes to discuss
on
what is going on.
Okay.
Sometimes in Burkina, in the world. So.
Okay. So you are an informed citizen. Okay. So, Mr. Rwamba, it's important for us to check that out because we're talking about, you know, that's the topic today. So how are you being informed? He talked about, she talked about social media.
Yes.
She talked about newspapers. Do you also buy newspapers?
Sometimes, yes, but I like reading books.
Okay.
Watching TV.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And also, I think on website, on internet, and so on.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and when I check out, let me just grab a word from you with science. Don't worry, I will get. Okay. How are you being informed?
It depends on the topic I want to be informed on.
Okay.
But most of the time, there are news media outlets that I refer to get informed, and especially social media, because I'm not someone who watches TV.
Yeah.
So social media is my number one source, and it depends on what social media, but social media is my number one source.
Okay, great. So let me ask you a question. How many social media accounts have you got? You can name them.
I use Instagram.
Instagram.
And I also use Twitter.
Twitter.
But it's really hard because there are a lot of fake news, but I make my best to
fake news.
Yes.
So I'm going to come on that question.
Okay, so I make my best to find the most reliable news, but it's Twitter and Instagram most of the time.
By the way, how do you make sure you have those reliable news? That's important.
Well, on Twitter and Instagram, thank God we have the check mark. So when you have a news, you need to check and go further from the article name, and you need to read it, see who the author is, and read the date.
If it's reliable.
These are all of the things that I see. And also, sometimes when you read an article, when there is like a mistake, you know it's not a reliable one. So these are all the things that I make sure are true, and I know it's a real article.
Great. So I'm going to go on to you. What do you think about this? Can you clap hand for her? Because I like that. I like that. Come on. Señorce. Yeah, I'm going to get used. How do you make sure you don't have fake news?
Sometimes it's so difficult to know that.
Yeah.
But
I guess so.
Yes.
It isn't easy.
Yes.
Because we've got newspapers everywhere. Everyone has a social media account.
Yes.
And people just share things around them. So how do we make sure that?
First, I try to know the source of this information.
Yeah.
And after, the quality of the person
who wrote that
news? Saw this information.
Okay.
And if I know that it is not a popular social media or a popular website,
yeah.
You don't actually check and to do very well.
Yeah,
but
so making sure
it's very difficult for us to know on the newspaper and so on. and the books, that it is a fake news or not.
Yeah.
Yes.
So having a way to filter the information out is crucial and important because, as I said, we have all news coming from everywhere. Yes. So let me just go back to her because I was asking as a student and as a young person, how many social media accounts have you got?
I think I'm using Instagram, Twitter, and I have Facebook account, but I don't go on Facebook, so
okay.
I consider that I have two real accounts.
Okay, so actually two.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, what about you? Of course, I'm going to ask that question because this is what where I'm going. I want to make sure that depending to your age, to what you do in the society. Your willingness to have information depends on the channel actually differs. So that's what I'm asking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I also have Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah. Instagram.
Instagram.
Twitter.
That's three.
Yeah. WhatsApp.
WhatsApp, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, WhatsApp is a social media too.
Yeah.
Somehow, think, yeah. So Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, what else?
Twitter, WhatsApp.
Any social media?
Snapchat.
Snap?
Yeah, but I don't use it. I have it, but I don't use it.
That's actually for young, right?
Yeah.
You have snaps. You got it, right? Okay. Okay. Viber. Okay. Yeah. All these are actually social medias. Great. So, we talked about all these social medias, okay? Up to date, what social media is reliable according to you? We have big ones like famous one, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Let's just stick on this. What do you think? Let's just have a young person's opinion. What is the most reliable one?
I can say that most of the social media that we call reliable are still the ones which give us the most fake news. So it's difficult to name one. But because I can say Twitter gives me the most real news, but also Twitter is the one who gives me the most fake news.
Come on.
So it's really difficult to call one social media reliable because social media itself is not really reliable when it comes to news, but actually it's the most reliable.
Yeah.
So where we find the best news, we also find the worst news. So
yeah.
It's
because the thing is, like, mm-hmm. everybody has access to it.
Yes.
That's actually the mm-hmm. the fact. So yeah.
But if I have to choose one which is reliable, I will say Instagram.
Instagram.
Yes.
Why?
Because on Instagram, everything is checked. It's okay. Not like on Twitter. Like on Twitter, everybody can tweet anything, and okay. it just goes with. But on Instagram, everything is verified before being posted. And when most of the time something false is being posted, it's immediately removed.
Removed.
So
yeah.
Twitter is not really reliable when it comes to news, but also it's easier to find news on there.
Okay. So let's grab an opinion from a person who's not a student. Yeah. So, according to you, what is the most reliable? Twitter, Instagram, Facebook?
Instagram, Facebook, but for me it is LinkedIn.
LinkedIn?
Yes.
Yeah, come on. This is, yes. Yeah, this is actually...
Because it is a site that we can meet some fake news.
Yeah.
In the professional domain.
So are you saying that LinkedIn is the most reliable?
Exactly,
for me. That actually posts good stuff?
For me.
Okay.
Yes. So okay. Me. After LinkedIn, I think Twitter.
Twitter too?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that there are, if not, Facebook is not the
So
the
for you, this student. Is how you rank it. So LinkedIn number one for you.
Yes.
And
second, yes, Twitter.
Number two.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then Facebook.
No, Facebook it is not for me the right
it's site. Not the reliable
yes.
one.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess. So just clap hand for that because I think we can stick on Facebook and speak a lot. we're not doing advertisement in here, but I think, yeah, Facebook is the most popular one, the most widespread everywhere, and everyone from where you are, you can have a Facebook account, no need to go through a long process. So that's why we can just stick on that. What is the problem with Facebook? Do you actually believe on news you have on Facebook?
Facebook is so popular, it's not because it's popularity, it's popularity, but I think that there are many persons on Facebook who can show many fake news, many information that is not right.
Yeah.
But it's because, if not, but in the other site like LinkedIn and Twitter, I think that it is the site that cannot get some types of fake news.
I see what you mean. So, and let me just grab a young person's opinion. You know, what's actually there on Facebook is some people say it's you know, people just are fake. They will just have pictures of them, put news for about them. But in a real life situation, this is not them. So what do you think about that?
I think that
have you met any person on Facebook and later on you met him in real life and then you discourage?
I don't really use Facebook, but I know that it's happened a lot.
Okay.
I think it's the problem of social media. We post what we want to post.
Yeah.
So we write and we post what we want others to think
to
about
think
you.
About us, yeah.
So if someone posts a picture which is not real...
Yeah. We don't care.
Yes, that's just the way social media are.
Yeah.
So I think... It depends of just the way everyone want to show him.
Okay. Themselves.
Themselves.
Okay. Please clap hand for her. And yeah. So and two. I also want you guys to clap hand for the people who will be speaking very soon. Those two people in here. So let me come back to you, Facebook. Have you ever had any problem with that? People posting stuff and then you meet them in a real life situation and you being disappointed?
Not yet.
Okay, not yet.
Because I don't really use Facebook.
Okay.
I just, maybe I check maybe once a day.
Okay.
To see how it is and what is going on.
Okay.
But I also think it is not a reliable social media.
I see.
Yeah.
So you actually have not been a victim yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I hope it won't
come. Yeah, it will never happen. Yeah. Great. So clap hand for all you. I mean, all of you guys. That's it for my questions. We will move to another just in case you want to change anything. Can we carry on?
Can I ask something about the Facebook?
Yeah, and I will even want to grab the stuff for them, okay? So let me just introduce you. Let me just do that, okay? So thank you so much for your question here. What do you think about Facebook? You have a word to say about Facebook?
Especially about fake people.
Okay.
I think Facebook is not really the media where the most fake people are, but Instagram, I think. Because on
really?
Instagram, most of the...
Do you actually agree, guys?
Yes.
Okay. You too.
Because Instagram is all about posting pictures, and people just edit pictures, and they post it on there, and they just look like they're perfect, their life is perfect, like, when actually it's not really that.
Yeah.
And also, about fake people, some people already use my pictures to pretend they were me. So I know on Instagram there are a lot of fake people, on Facebook as well. But now, as most people use, most young people who are the most gullible people are on Instagram. Most of the fake accounts are on Instagram.
Well, that might look a little different for some other people here. Have you got the same opinion? Instagram, Facebook? I guess so. Someone, let me just pick a word from you. Or first, let me just ask, anybody has a different opinion about that? So you can just introduce yourself.
So my name is Yamego Kilem.
Okay.
I'm from the LLC class.
Okay.
And my opinion about it is I don't use Facebook.
Okay. What are the social medias that you actually use?
I'm only using Instagram.
Instagram.
Yes.
Okay.
Instagram.
Okay. So you think Instagram is a reliable?
I don't think any social media is actually
reliable.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
you have both fake and good news, real
yes,
news.
You have fake everywhere.
Yeah.
And you can be.
You can't actually know what's
yes,
fake and what's real.
Exactly.
Okay.
You can't actually know what's real or not.
So but how do you handle that? Like, how do you? What is the first thing you do before actually trusting or believing the news?
The first thing I do is like I try to church by myself.
Okay.
By myself.
Okay.
I'm like going on internet and
check.
And yes, and check for myself.
Yeah, that's good. Please do that. Clap hand for her. Yeah, because so guys, it's important. So when once you receive or you read a new, please just immediately you can just check, especially when the information is actually crucial and is actually important. Okay. Just make sure you check, okay? And what else do you do?
I also talk about it with my friends, and I ask them if they're aware of that news.
Okay.
So I
so asking yes. friends too. Yeah.
Yes, friends. Also.
Okay. Great. So thank you so much. So clap hands. Yeah, of course. So we have other people attending the show. Let me grab a word from here. So first you say your name and you say a word.
My name is Yamego Joe from the LLCU class.
Okay, so we're talking about how to be informed, okay, in an hyper-connected world. Any word you have to say about that?
I think the most important thing is to always double-check a news.
Double-check. Come on, a good word. Can you clap for that? So, double check. Yeah, double check.
If you see something on the social media, search for the news on other websites.
Okay, like confirmation.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for your words, Yambugu. Okay? And we have another person right there. Before we carry on, any words?
Okay, so basically I don't have something more to add.
Okay.
I think they said
everything.
So, okay.
Great. So, but he said a word. So, please clap hands for him. Come on. So, guys, this is the last round. I'm going to go around and asking, what is the immediate action you do when you have a new? Because we do have this tendency of sharing news. Okay? What is required, or what do you do before you share a news? Because the things about the news is that it goes around, okay? Everybody can see it, and you participate if you share or like, especially on social medias. So do you actually just share, like, or comment? What do you do first before you go into that process?
For me first, I don't like sharing some information.
Okay, on social medias.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. When it's moment for me to share something,
yes,
it's like this information is so official.
Okay.
And
from the government?
Yes.
When you say official, is it from
official,
when you see the signature of the president?
Or when maybe this information is
authorities?
Government.
Okay.
And also, when this information is come from a reliable
newspaper,
sources, yes,
okay,
it's that this moment that I can show. If
okay.
not, I don't like
to share.
Yes,
great. So, you might not record it. So you guys, what's going on? Okay, so just wait for your turn. Okay, and let's go right here, Mrs. Kiri. Please clap hand for Mr. Rwamba. Mrs. Kiri,
yes.
What do you do? This is what's happening. You share, you like, And the people sharing the news, okay, they expect people to share, to comment, to interact with, you know, their content. Do you immediately share, like, comments? What do you do before you do that?
No, I don't immediately share the information.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, I check.
Okay.
I check online to see if anybody else can talk about it.
Okay.
And then sometimes I can maybe share it with one friend and ask him to see, do you aware of this information?
Okay.
Or are you aware of this information?
Before you share.
Sometimes I share, but it's not usual.
Do you comment?
No. I really don't
You
comment.
Rarely comment.
Yeah, I just read, and sometimes I checked to see if it is reliable, and then maybe if it is reliable, I can share.
At least a thumb up. Do you do that? Do you like?
If it is real information,
reliable.
Yeah.
If I post something, since we are friends on Facebook, mm-hmm. I would expect you to like my post.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see that? So at least a like, you know, is not good. It's not bad, you know?
Yes, it is not bad. As I said, I don't really go to Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So first she checks. She asks to friends if they actually trust what's going on, if they are aware before sharing, interacting with that information. Let me go to here. Mrs. Wedrago, right? So how do you interact with people on social medias?
I don't really interact. I'm just
watching. Oh, she doesn't interact. You know what? When we post stuff on Facebook, we actually expect interactions. So these are the people who don't interact with us on social medias, okay? We got one here. Great, so carry on.
I'm watching what people are posting.
Sometimes, without interacting, eh?
Sometimes I like when it's interesting or when it's something good. But
you like it?
Yes, but I never commented posts.
You never comment?
Really?
Rarely?
Yes.
Okay. Great, so good. So clap hand for her. Don't forget that. That's your contribution being here. So let me go to you. I'm not going to say the word.
Seance,
okay? So how do you interact with the content on social medias?
It all depends on the content. So
okay.
It all depends on what I see. So if it's, for example, a news and it's about something I agree with, for example, it's a new law, and if I agree with the law, I'm going to like the post, but if I don't really agree with it, I'm not going to like it. And
What do you mean agree?
Because
the topic. Way the person talked about that.
The topic or the way the person it depends on the news.
Okay.
And on what I see. So I like to interact on social media, but it all depends on what I like and what I don't. Because if I like something, I'm gonna like it, and if I don't, I'm just not gonna like the post. And also about commenting, if someone reports a news but in a certain way which feels a little biased, I'm going to comment about it and tell the person that it's not really right to do that. So on social media, when it comes to news, I interact a lot with people.
Okay. You do not or you...
I interact a lot with people.
You interact a lot.
Yes.
Okay, great. So thank you so much. Clap hand for her too. And this is it for the first session. Okay, great. So this is the information about a person, and I want you guys to guess who is the person, okay? But it's actually those four, right? Mm-hmm. Or just you four, okay? So I'm not going to give you the floor. You just say it if you know it, okay? So it's a Russian man, a statesman, and a political figure. Acting president of the Russian Federation, chairman of the State Council of the Russian Federation, and commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Russian Federation. He was the prime minister of Russia from 1999 to 2000, and again from 2008 to 2012. Who is it? You just say it if you know it. Hold the microphones. Hold it.
Vladimir Putin.
You got it. So clap hand for you. Yeah. Come on. Okay? So since I don't have access to my email, I'm going to ask for 30 seconds. Like, I have bundles. I just don't know why. Okay, but I can just go on. He was born around 1935 in Burkina Faso. His mother's name is Marguerite. He went to primary school in Gawa. We're talking about information day, hey? So you guys need to show me that you are informed, okay? His father's name is Joseph. He has been a prime minister, and everybody appreciated him in Burkina Faso. And guess what? He was called the Che Guevara of Africa. If you know it, then you say it. And later on, he ran for the president, and he won. Unfortunately, he passed away. If you know it, you say it.
Thomas Sankara.
Oh, my goodness. Clap hand for them. Yeah. Okay, he's a soldier. And actually, he came to the state, to the head of the state, from a coup. No, it's not Damiba. He's a young person.
Got it.
So, yeah. Now I need my questions. I need what I prepared. So, okay, just fraction. So, how much time is left? Do we still have?
It's almost done.
Sorry?
Yeah.
It's almost time?
Yeah, it's almost time. Yeah.
Okay. So then I think we can just stop it here then.
Yes, you can conclude.
Yeah. So then if anybody has a question, you can record that. Well, if they actually have. So if you have questions, you can ask to these four guys, and they will answer, and you too. Especially you got to ask a question, okay? Yeah, you got to say something. So thank you so much for attending this show. So we have an audience, and I'm just going to give them the floor to ask any question to these people in here for them to answer the questions. So let me just pick a word from you. Or you are thinking about it, right?
Yes, sir.
So anybody has a question ready, okay, to ask? Yeah? A question? Okay. So there's a question in here. And yeah. So if you ask the question, who's going to answer? So you just pick up a person to answer. I will pick a person to answer. Just ask your question.
Okay. Thank you. I want to ask a question. For Mrs.
Okay. To
Mrs.
Don't even try her name. Alors, non, c'est. Ne faites pas ça, mais plutôt comme ça, voilà.
Okay, right, thank you. She said that. No, it's about a manner to. A way to know very reliable information.
Okay, the reliability of the information. Yeah, she talked about that. Yeah.
I don't know the techniques that she used to know that.
So you talked about, you know, ways, especially on Instagram or Twitter. Mm-hmm. So can you just say it again? How do you filter the information you get?
To see if it's reliable or not.
Yep.
So first of all, I check the author.
Okay.
And I see if it's a reliable one or a source that I know.
Okay.
I also check the date because it's really important to check that.
Okay.
And also the headline of the article. You need to read further than the headline to see what's going on in the article. And also you have to check for mistakes because if there is a mistake in the article, it immediately means that it's not a reliable
one. When you say mistake, are you talking about the way it's written?
The way it's written.
Okay. Okay. So check the author, the headlines, to go for further reading, and also...
And the date.
And the date as well. The mistakes too.
And also, on social media, it works with algorithms. So sometimes it can give you news, but it's also, it's actually because of your bias. Okay. So maybe because you think something, they're going to suggest it to you, but actually it's not true. Just for you to be in... To agree with the news, but actually it's not really...
They kind of push you out.
Yes, to believe something because they know that you are going that way when actually it's not really true.
So she's talking about the ways all the social medias actually proceed. So if you actually check or even try to search for shoes, if you try to buy shoes, next time they will suggest stuff about shoes to you. So it's up to you to control what you're actually consuming, searching or checking, because they will be suggesting to you. So that's also a way to be aware and just to pay attention to. Yeah. Any other question?
You're
ready for your question? So you might clap head for her. She just spoke, right? Yeah, come on. Yeah. Thank you.
I wanted to ask Mrs.
Okay. You can speak.
Yeah. Yes. So I wanted to... I'm Perishimael from the LLC's class.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask Miss... What is your
speak in the microphone? Can we make sure it's not Novelas TV?
No.
Okay, then carry on. Is it Burkina or overseas or what?
Especially in Burkina.
In Burkina, come on.
In Burkina.
Yeah.
I really don't like watching TV.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
I especially read newspapers.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have TV shows like What's Going on BFM.
Yeah.
FTB.
Yeah.
Which TV show? Like the early in the morning we have a TV show.
Yeah. But okay. I really don't watch TV. TV I don't know.
So maybe it's not the right person to ask that question. So just... Have you got any favorite TV show in Burkina?
No. I like watching football match.
Okay, football.
And,
so then FTV or what?
No.
Omega.
Yes, sometime on
Omega.
FTV. No, it's not on Omega. On FTV.
Okay.
And sometimes I watch some debate on BF1.
On
a political domain.
Okay.
And after that, I don't like watching TV.
So, politics,
yes.
Football?
Yes.
Are you satisfied?
Yes.
So, let me just go around then and ask, you watch TV?
The most of the time when I'm watching TV is when my father is watching. And he's watching most of the time political debates or information and football match.
And so you do?
Yes.
Okay. And what about you?
I don't watch TV.
You don't very watch TV.
But it happens to me to watch it sometimes.
Okay.
For example, during the coup.
What will drive you to watch TV? Tell me.
A critical situation in
like
the country. Like.
If there's a coup, for example.
Yes.
Come on. Okay.
Or if maybe there is something going on like La CAN or the World Cup. I don't really watch football, but sometimes I can watch some matches.
So guys, what's going on viral? That's what she does, right? So clap hand for her. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for just participating and just speaking. Well, I just love this. So then we clap hand for everybody, and that's it for today. Okay, there's a question left.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay.
It's for her.
Okay.
It's regards to the way she used to know if the information, if there is mistakes.
Okay,
in the,
to check the reliability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do
that?
I want to know and also do it.
What are you going to do? You're going to write it down.
It's especially for the mistakes.
Okay.
Yeah. How to know if really there is mistakes.
So sometimes when I read an article, I can't, when I'm not sure about the way a word is written, I go check it on the internet. So if it's not the way it's supposed to be written, I immediately know that it's not a great article, because on Real Article, there was a team which checks all the mistakes in the article before it's being published. So when there is this type of mistake, the way it's written, I just check on the internet if I'm not sure about the way it's written, and I see, and if it's not it, I know it's not a great article.
Think about remarkable, how they write remarkable. Then you just rely on mistakes, and then you just select the type of information you can trust in. Thank you so much. Are you guys happy to attend the show?
Yes.
Yes.
So then clap the hand for all the students. So, and I want you guys, before I will say it and then you do it, okay, to clap hand for the student from Bethel English Language Center. Okay. These two amazing people, are you guys happy to be here?
Yes, very happy.
To be interacting with these young people?
Yes, 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 very happy.
Was it a great pleasure, experience?
Yes, it is. So I'm super happy because when I interact with them,
I
get something.
You practice.
Yes, I practice my English and I get many information from that.
Come on. So thank you so much. And let me go back to you guys. Are you guys too happy to just interact to these people?
Yes, it was a pleasure because...
Was it a pleasure?
Yes, most of the time, as we're only students in the school, we know things about students' point of view, but this way it helped us to learn about the adults' point of view, and especially a woman and a man, so it's really great.
Yeah. That was a good combination, yeah. So clap hand for her. What about you? What about you? Say a word. So are you guys, are you happy to be with these guys here?
Yes, as she said, it's very interesting for us to talk about news and citizens' information.
And were you happy to attend the show?
Yes, really.
Okay, come on. Look at her smiling. Thank you so much. Okay. So thank you so much, all of you guys, for getting tuned, for watching, and just for interacting with us. Don't forget to like, to share, because we're talking about information, and just expect for the next talk shows coming very soon. Thank you so much for getting tuned, and see you next time.